bicycle, bicycle, bicycle. I want to ride my bicycle. This is Pedaling the Pueblo, connecting you to bicycle events and updates in Tucson. Hello, my name is Patricia Schwartz, and I'm one of your new hosts of Pedaling the Pueblo. I had a chance to sit down with Patrick Hartley of the City of Tucson's Department of Transportation and Mobility this week and hear about some exciting things they have in the works. For those who don't know, can you just give a little background about what is Move Tucson and what has been your role in it?
Yeah, Move Tucson is the currently in development long-range transportation plan for the City of Tucson. And we're looking out over 20 plus years, thinking about what are our priority investments, how we should be using our funding in the Department of Transportation and Mobility moving forward. And we are identifying a specific list of projects, as well as looking at programmatic system-wide needs. And that would be things like kind of safety improvements, pavement improvements, increased sidewalks, accessibility for persons with disability, et cetera.
You've been gathering feedback over the past year. Can you say a little bit about that process?
Yep. So we kicked off in October of 2019 and spent most of 2020 really focusing on the community engagement portion of the planning process, as well as doing an evaluation of the performance of our transportation system, you know, using the data as well as what the community wants to try to inform what it is we want to invest in and what that project list would look like. So I think what we've learned from that review of the network and what we've heard from the community is that we're going to be focusing on improving safety for all users, all travelers, providing more transportation choices so people can get around how they want, and making sure that we're investing in the transportation system that we have before we're looking to really expand on our infrastructure.
And for this final phase with the project list, will there be another round of feedback?
Yep, so in the beginning of July, we'll be opening up a virtual open house where community members can go to the website, explore the project list, provide comments.
Can you describe the nature of some of the projects you've been looking at?
So we're looking at the whole range of transportation improvements, everything in scale from major corridor upgrades to more local bike and pedestrian connections. A lot of the focus of the projects is really on modernizing our transportation infrastructure, looking for those opportunities to build out those enhanced bike lanes where we have gaps in our bike infrastructure, to make sure that we're providing accessible pedestrian facilities, upgrading our traffic signals so our timing and detection is better and the communications between the traffic signals, before we look to invest in additional, you know, car capacity. We've also gone through a prioritization process in Move Tucson and identified tiers for kind of which projects would be more impactful for the transportation system, because we do recognize that, you know, given the financial constraints that we operate under, it's very unlikely that we'll be able to build everything on that project list within the planning horizon. So we wanted to make sure that we went through that prioritization and we can elevate projects that are higher priority.
I know that you have another project that needs feedback on First Avenue. Can you talk a little bit about that?
First Avenue was identified in the 2006 RTA plan for improvements along the corridor from Grant Road to River Road. It's identified in the RTA plan as a 6-lane expansion from its current 4 through lanes with a 2-way left turn lane. And we're going back to the community to ask if this is still the project scope that makes sense for us in the city. So we've done the technical analysis through the needs assessment, and now we're seeking community input.
So if someone wanted to go see that project and give some feedback, where would they go?
They could go to the project website, which is bit.ly/FirstAvTucson.
Is that a one First Ave?
It is a one First Ave.
Okay.
Thank you for clarifying.
Just checking.
This is a great opportunity to weigh in, because, you know, what we hear from the community is absolutely going to shape the scope of this project to design and ultimately what we'll be constructing. So if you're interested in the First Avenue corridor, please, please, please share your input.
Looking ahead to the coming year, what is a project you're excited about?
We've got a lot of exciting things happening. I'm really looking at different ways of how we approach planning and implementing. There's a number of Proposition 407 bike boulevards and pedestrian projects. Wrapping up Move Tucson, coming up with that project list, continuing to move forward with a lot of our pavement improvements, and those offer a great opportunity to, you know, improve our biking infrastructure. It's very exciting to be a part of it.
And I want to thank you for your time and the updates.
My pleasure, and thank you so much for having us on.
Another way you can participate in the First Avenue survey is by texting FIRST, that's FIRST, to number 520-210-5707.